So let's review. The Gemara on the previous daf had begun a discussion regarding aseh dechaleisaseh. A positive mitzvah overrides a negative prohibition if the two coincide. This is derived from the following two pesukim: leisil b'shatnes temer pishtim yachdav, followed by gedilim tasalach al harba kamvis kesus chasher techasaba. From the fact that these pesukim are adjacent to each other, smuchim, we learn that one may affix woolen tzitzis onto a linen garment, or vice versa, as the mitzvah saseh of tzitzis overrides the lois saseh of shatnes. The Gemara also pointed out that this source can only be used according to the Tana de Beir Bishmal, because the phrase tzemer pishtim yachdav is mufna, superfluous, as we already know the definition of shatnes. However, according to the Rabbanan, it is not mufna, because it is needed to teach that the definition of shatnes is a mixture of tzemer pishtim, wool and linen only, and not a mixture of other materials. If so, this pasuk cannot serve as a source for aseh dechaleisaseh. Our daf continues from this point. Teinach latan Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbanan menalahu. Apparently, according to the Rabbanan, we must find another source for aseh dechaleisaseh. The Gemara cites a pasuk, which is part of the Mitzrayim's purification process, says, V'hoya b'yim hashvi galeches kol sa'ari es roisha v'siknai. Since the Torah states that the Mitzrayim must shave es kol sa'ari, all is here, why does the pasuk need to add roisha? To teach that he shaves his head even though he is removing his payas. Because aseh dechaleisaseh, the mitzvah aseh of yigaleches kol sa'ari overrides the leisaseh of leisakifa pa'asreishchem. The Gemara rejects this proof, because leisakifa pa'asreishchem is a lav shein shava b'kol. It does not equally apply to all, as it does not apply to women. Therefore, from here we can only derive that an aseh can be deche a lav shein shava b'kol, which is considered a weaker lav, but perhaps an aseh cannot be deicha a standard lav hashava b'kol. Rather, suggests the Gemara, we should derive it from the seemingly extra word of zakanai, that a kohen mitzayra may shave his beard as well, because aseh dechaleisaseh, the mitzaseh of igaleches kol sa'ari overrides the leisaseh of uva'as zakanim leigalechu. Although uva'as zakanim leigalechu is also a lav shein shava b'kol, however, since we've already learned from Raishai that an aseh can be deicha a lav shein shava b'kol, we can learn from Zekani that an aseh can be deicha even a lav hashava b'kol, and have it serve as a source for aseh dechaleisaseh. The Gemara rejects this as well. Shana kahanim hoil v'ribe henakos of mitzvah siseris. All lav and pertaining to kahanim are considered more chomer, because kahanim have additional mitzvahs unique to them. Therefore, we still need Zekani to teach that an aseh can be deicha even a lav shein shava b'kol, which has this chumrah. However, it is still weaker than a standard lav hashava b'kol, and perhaps an aseh cannot be deicha a standard lav hashava b'kol. And so the Gemara cites a braisa which offers a different limud from the word roshay, which, as mentioned earlier, is superfluous. Roshay teaches that mitzayru v'nazir, mitzayru who is also a nazir, may cut his hair, because aseh dechaleisaseh. The mitzvah saseh of yigaleches kol sa'ari overrides the lois saseh of tar lo yam ba'al roishay, which is a lav hashava b'kol, because nazir applies to all, even women. However, the Gemara rejects this as well, because the lav of nazir has another weakness. Shekein yeshna b'she'ela. The vow of naziris can be annulled. Therefore, it cannot serve as a source for aseh dechaleis saseh of a standard lav. Ela lo'ela mikro kama. And so the Gemara reverts back to its original limud, the smichas of the two psukim, leisil b'shatnes temer pishtim yachdav, followed by gedilim tasalach al arba kamvis kesus chasher techasaba. And as for the Gemara's original question, that temer pishtim is namufne, free or superfluous, the Gemara first suggests other words that are possibly mufne, but rejects them. Gedilim, it could have said tzitzis tasalach. However, we need gedilim to teach various halachas of tzitzis. Yachdav, it could have said temer pishtim without yachdav. However, yachdav is needed to teach halacha of shatnes. The Gemara concludes that the word shatnes is mufna. It could have said kalayim. Although it is needed to teach shoy tov v'noiz, that to be considered shatnes in the Torah, the two fabrics of wool and linen must be combed, spun, and woven together. However, it could have explicitly said shoy tov v'noiz. The Gemara has indeed concluded that according to all opinions, aseh dechaleisaseh is derived from kalayim b'tzitzis. However, ashkechan da'asi aseh b'dechaleisaseh gredom, this can only serve as a source that an aseh can be deicha a standard leisaseh, for which the penalty is malchus. As for shatnes, leisase sheyesh bikares hecha ashkechan d'dachi, de'istra chalel l'meisra. But we have no source that nase can be deicha a more stringent leisase, for which the penalty is karis, as for erva, that we would need a leha to prohibit yibum with an erva. The ultimate answer to this question of why we need a leha is on daf ches. But the Gemara first cites several examples of mitzvahs ase which are deicha a leisase shish bekaris, which might serve as a source but rejects them. Mila deicha Shabbos, mila overrides Shabbos. A bris mila may be performed even on Shabbos, which is a leisase shish bekaris. However, ma'ala mila shekein nechur so'alau shleish eser brises. Mila is unique in that the word bris is mentioned 13 times in the parasha bris mila, which makes it a more stringent mitzvah sase. But a standard sase cannot be deicha a leisase shish bekaris. Pesach deicha Shabbos. The Karban Pesach is brought even when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. However, ma'ala Pesach shekein karis. The mitzvah sase of Karban Pesach is unique in that it also carries a penalty of karis, which makes it a more stringent mitzvah. Tamid deicha Shabbos. The daily carbon tamid is brought even on Shabbos. However, mala tamid shekein tadir, the fact that it's a constant mitzvah makes it a more stringent mitzvah. The Gemara adds that we also cannot derive aseh de chaleis shish bekaris from a combination of two of the above mitzvahs, because any two have a common chumrah. Memilo pesach shekein karis. Both are unique mitzvahs aseh punishable by karis. Mepesach v'tamid shekein tzerich gevaya. Both are karbanas. Memilo v'tamid shekein yesh lepnei hadibur. Both mitzvahs applied even before Kabbalah Satara. Actually, all three applied even before Kabbalah Satara. Therefore, these three mitzvahs cannot in any way serve as a source for Aseh Dechaleis Aseh Sheyesh Bekaris. The Gemara next suggests Solkadad Chamina Tesimi Kibud Aveim, which is primarily discussed on the next daf.